Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the host, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Have you ever felt summer breeze? Yeah. Have you ever tried to fulfill a want or a need? God is with you all the way, strengthening your heart and soul, guiding your way.
That noise situation. Close your mic. It's coming across.
I got it. I just closed the door.
Okay. You never get a chance to get your breath. Work hard, brother. Control. It's a struggle, brother. Heart and soul, a struggle, brother. You come out of the cold, a struggle, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. This is Rashid Salam, your engineer for tonight's show of Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. We are on a special Ramadan schedule today. We have a one-hour program designed to provide you with unique tools and resources, do's and the don'ts, and the prescriptions for maintaining a successful, tranquil, both-filled marriage. At the same time, we ask that you share some of your lessons with us tonight, inshallah. Those memorial wedding days that you had for fulfilled marriage and situation, circumstances, affection and love and peace and joy that you have enjoyed during this time period. So we ask that you press one on your phone when that time comes and say what you have to say. I'll provide you with something that you want to comment on. So tonight, I want to open up the mics for our hosts, Mark Shaheed and Dr. Khalida Akbar. As-salamu alaykum wa Ramadan Mubarak to you both.
Alaykum as-salam and Ramadan Mubarak to you, Rashid Salam, and to Khalida Akbar, and to our very distinguished, esteemed radio listening audience here at IWDM Radio. And as always, I like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbi alameen. Ashhadu ila ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu. Wa shahadu anna Muhammadan abduluhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak. That is with God's name. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian, evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed, and his blessed month of Ramadan, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble and generous messenger. And what follows in that excellent salutation, the prayers and peace be upon the prophet. I am Mark Shaheed. I'm the host, facilitator, and the producer, along with Khalil Akbar, of the Course Ship and Marriage Learning Lab. That's heard each and every Thursday, our regular time being 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central. But as Rashid Salam said, we have a scaled-back version here in the blessed month of Ramadan for a one-hour production here tonight. And we also want you to know it's a special edition of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab as we have the theme Ramadan and how it benefits the sacred institution of marriage when two become one. That is the theme for the whole month of Ramadan. And we want you also to know that this learning lab has a foundation, and we utilize three sources, the first being Al-Quran, which is the final revelation for all of humanity, the final revelation for all of humanity. And we also utilize the life example of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that means the prayers and peace be upon him, in actually living the Quran and living the Quran in the sacred institution of marriage, modeling monogamy and also polygyny. And the fourth source that we use is we use scientific information, you know, social science, as everything is studied in the creation, including human behavior. So social science is also information that we use in terms of disseminating that information, education also, along with the other three vital components that comprise the foundation for disseminating information, education here in the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And so last week, we actually talked about emotionality, the reality of the emotions and all. So it has become a tradition here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that we always do an overview of the previous learning lab. So those of you who may have missed it will have an opportunity to get some noteworthy things and all. And before I bring on our distinguished co-host to give you that information, I want to say to all of you, we're very much aware that many of you listen into IWDM radio by way of the internet. So Khalil Akbar and myself, we'd love for you to be a participant in asking a question or making a comment on anything that we may say, or if the information that we are contributing tonight or this evening, if in fact that is resonating with you, we would love to hear from you. And you have to dial into the studio, and that studio number for IWDM Radio is 714-816-4673. Once again, area code 714-816-4673, and press 1. Rashid Salam will notify us that you have your hand in the air, you want to ask a question, or you want to make a comment, or you just want to let us know. You can give us the greetings and let us know that you're listening in, and that what is being said is resonating with you. So we go to our very distinguished, esteemed co-host, Khalil Akbar. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. How are you this afternoon or evening?
I am well, mashallah, and I pray that you and your family are well. And
yes,
alhamdulillah. And our listening audience, we are grateful that you are with us today. And we are, as Brother Mark said, looking for your participation and hoping that something resonates with you. We want to know your thoughts, your perceptions, your understanding, because that's how we grow, inshallah. So we are going to talk a little bit about what we discussed last week. As Brother Mark Shaheed stated, this is an exceptional and special month. And so we are focusing on, of course, none other than Ramadan and how two become one and how all the components of Ramadan bring us closer together to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as to one another. And so last week we talked about emotionality. And Brother Mark Shaheed highlighted Surah 36, which is talking about Allah and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything in pairs. And so that is the foundation for our discussions. We highlighted about how two become one. And emotional intelligence was the focus. One of the noteworthy things that was said was that in emotional intelligence, it is energy in motion, because emotions are energy in motion, but those motions must have a direction, they must be under clear guidance, and they must also have a purpose, inshallah. We talked about self-management and look what that looks like in the month of Ramadan and throughout your life, and of course in any type of situation that you are working with other people. This isn't just restricted to marriage. We know marriage is a part of life, but it is not your whole life. If you are not married, you still have a very full life that you are living. You still have love. You love your grandchildren, your children, if you have it. You love things that you like to do. You love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah and His infinite bounty does not restrict us even in love. We can love and we can be fulfilled in our lives in other ways. So we have no excuses not to strive to become our personal best in this holy month of Ramadan. We also talked about self-discipline, that how Ramadan is really a regimen for self-discipline. We are building our muscles. We are restraining from things that we normally do without thinking. I know for myself, I had to put the water bottle way away from me this morning as I was reading with my service sisters, because it's just a habit, as you admire, I'm reading just to turn it up. So I said, Astaghfirullah, let me be preventive. I already looked at it twice. I'm going to move it away. So that's part of that self-discipline. And we talked about fasting for Allah. And Brother Mark Shaheed, this was one of your noteworthy points. Clarity of fasting being for Allah, and you stated that fasting is for Allah, but it's for us to get closer to His will and way and be a better person. We're not doing it for Him per se, but we're doing it for ourselves, for Him, for us to reap the benefits of building a solid foundation, getting closer to Him, getting to know ourselves better, because Allah already knows us. He knows what we need to work on, but He provides the opportunity and life experiences for us to know ourselves better and look at what we need to fix and work on so we can get closer to Him and inshallah meet Him and be invited into the Jannah. Also, we talked about believing in Allah with your mind, soul, and your spirit. Your mind, soul, and spirit is what I wrote down. But inshallah, of course, we know our body is going to return to Allah. Our body is obedient to Allah. It's only disobedient when we do things that we shouldn't do. But our body, we know, is going to testify against us on the day of judgment as well. Our hands and our feet are going to testify against us. So we want to keep that in mind as well. And another noteworthy thing, we talked about anger. That was one of the focuses of our discussion. And we said Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that there are different types of people. Those that are quick to anger and quick to cool down, these are categories. Slow to anger, slow to cool down, and then slow to anger but quick to cool down, those are the best types of people, those who are slow to anger and quick to cool down. And on the contrary, the worst types of people are those who are quick to anger and slow to cool down. So we want to stay out of that worst category, and we want to build those muscles of discipline and patience. And also, if we need to get help, psychological help. And I'm a big advocate for that because I know that there is a need for it. It's a social science. Allah is the creator of all systems of knowledge, abundance, and wealth. It's out here. He said his earth is spacious. And if you need something and you're able to get the find those resources and utilize them to make your life better, have at it, make that happen for yourself. We talked about anger bringing out brings about a fogged mind. Brother Mark Shahid mentioned that, and also that we want to defog our minds and come out with a clear mindset, okay? We want to be our best selves, and we don't want to do something that we can regret for the rest of our lives. We know it only takes an instant to do something. If we watch the news, there's been some very horrific things going on, as well as some beautiful things that hopefully you're balancing that out and staying, reading your Quran and staying in a peaceful state, because Shaitan is all over the place. If the news comes across your phone, it's horrific. So we have to stay prayed up, and we have to tie our camels and pray for other people as well. And then lastly, we said assess yourself, okay? Assess yourself to prevent from breaking your fast, because anger can make you break your fast. And that's it. And alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. I want to say takbir. Allah with Akbar, and for those who don't know, Akbar means, yes, to glorify God, and that God is greater, bigger, and more important than anything that we can know, and also than we can imagine. Alhamdulillah, the praise and thanks belongs to Allah. Excellent overview. Excellent overview by Khalil Akbar. I want to just add one thing. In terms of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Khalil Akbar so eloquently articulated those four categories, and so hopefully you were taking good notes, just in case you missed last week, and you can always go back to the archives and retrieve it in its entirety. A lot of noteworthy things was said, and see what it is that we personally, individually, have to work on. Because we are human, and we can get angry. But as Khalil so eloquently articulated, you want to be the best of those who are slow to anger, but quick to cool down, you know, so that you can come back to the right frame of mind and be in control of yourself. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also gave us a formula for helping to cool down. He said that if you are standing up and you become angry, then you should sit down. Okay, why sit down? Because now you've seen people, when they were standing up and being angry, you might see holes punched in the wall, especially by men or what, or you could see a lamp or glass that may be thrown sometimes by women or sometimes men too in that regard when anger overtakes them. So when you sit down, the natural progression is you are limiting your movement, or breaking out windows or glass or maybe even striking someone, you know, in terms of anger. Depending on how deep that anger actually is. So you limit your movement by sitting down. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and peace be upon him, said that if you're still angry, then you should lay down. Now, what is the wisdom here? Now you're taking away even more of your movement by reclining, laying down. And if you're still angry at that point, now this is for Muslim, but this can also be for Christians, our Christian brothers and sisters, if you're listening too, then he says that you should get up for the Muslim is to make wudu. And this is ablution in terms of preparation for prayer. And there's guidelines in terms of making prayer. You cannot go to prayer with a befogged mind. You know, it's not only in terms of drinking alcohol that takes you out of your right mind, but also anger takes you out of your right mind. So this brings us back to the remembrance of Allah, because the first thing after making our intention is that we began to recite Quran, which is very, very important. And, you know, Khalil Akbar, this segue into what tonight's topic is in terms of Ramadan and how it benefits the sacred institution of marriage when two become one, because tonight we want to talk somewhat about the rational intellect and how Ramadan actually benefits the rational, the obedient rational intellect. We want to put that as a qualifier, and you'll see why a little bit later on, the obedient rational intellect. You know, Khalil Akbar, I know that you're very conscientious about being healthy and eating healthy, and a lot of people, even those who are non-Muslim, it seems to be a wave of people that are into healthy eating and living and everything because they want to take care of themselves physically. But what has to be understood is that our physical health or the lack of our physical health can and oftentimes can and will affect our mental health as well as our emotional health. And then socially it can affect us and also spiritually. All of those are interrelated and it starts with good physical health. We have a production here on IWDM Radio that's hosted by Rashid Salam and Instructor Abdul Shaheed in terms of centometry, in terms of having optimal health. And so when we look at how fasting is a benefit, as we was speaking 2 weeks ago, when we was looking at it from a physical perspective, now you are limiting the food, the intake of food that you're taking in, which automatically and naturally gives the digestive system a break and it gives it rest. And when that happens, it also enables the circulatory system, which is pumped, the blood is being distributed by the heart throughout the various parts of the body. It actually enables the human brain, which is the command center of the physical body, to get the needed and necessary blood and oxygen to the brain so that the brain is as healthy as it can possibly be. As one of the benefits of fasting, we brought that to the attention. And you know, Akhlia Akbar, another benefit, when we was talking about physically and socially the first week, it may even for the sacred institution of marriage, when we get up early for suhoor, for those who don't know, it's like a light breakfast. The best description is like a light breakfast before we can begin our day in terms of fasting. Oftentimes it is taken before you're making the salat, the Fajr salat, and also often Muslims will read the Quran together oftentimes, and especially those married couples, this is an opportunity to read and have a discussion on what you may have read if you read the whole juice of the Quran together. So it actually brings those two actually together. And so with that being said, basically, and then the iftar when you are breaking your fast at sunset and then making the Maghrib prayer together, Isha prayer together, and maybe Tarawih prayer if you go out to have it with the community or perhaps you stay at home and you perform that together. My point being that oftentimes in the blessed month of Ramadan, we need to close the mic there. We got noise there. Okay. So oftentimes, Khalil Akbar, what generally happens is that in the blessed month of Ramadan, you have maybe additional meal, which is a light meal, we call suhoor, that the married couple is making together. And basically, generally, you're eating the same thing in terms of physical food, which is so very, very important. So I wanted to start off by saying in terms of how the benefit of fasting in terms of looking at the obedient rational intellect, as the brain is the center of the intellect. In other words, if it's operating at an optimal level, healthy-wise and everything, it enables the intellect to serve its purpose, which is actually thinking and understanding and reasoning and problem solving and all, in addition to reflecting and thinking on the Quran as we feast on the Quran. So it's so very, very important to see that we are actually benefiting physically from the fast itself by abstaining from maybe eating all day, or some people snacking all day. And you just heard Khalil Akbar just say, it's just a habit in terms of having her water bottle, which is good, though she's drinking good, clean, pure water. But all of those things that we generally would do outside of the month of Ramadan, it brings our conscious regardful to us that we are actually fasting, and we keep in mind that we are fasting for the pleasure of Allah, to please Allah, but we are the beneficiaries of it because we get closer. We get closer to what God's word, will, and way is for us in the process. Khalil Akbar, anything that you would like to include in that as we'll dive in a little bit deeper in terms of what is it that we mean about the obedient, morally, rationally, intellect that actually will develop more in this blessed month of Ramadan. Khalil Akbar?
Yes, alhamdulillah. One of the things that came to mind was reading the Quran, how it increases our understanding of scripture, but also it gives us a window to look into, to look out of, actually, and into, because, again, reflective is first, and then you look at how you can use it in your life. And so with that said, your intellect is increasing during the month of Ramadan simply by reading the Quran. It is the manual for life. It is very effective in solving problems. It grows your understanding of the religion. It pulls at those heartstrings, not only that, but the soul, you can feel it. If you're seeking refuge from the shaitan, a'udhu billahim, minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, and you are reading it with the intention of getting something out of it to please Allah and also to use in your life, you are definitely increasing that intellectual awareness, and you are making sure that you are learning the deen and also implementing it, inshallah, in your life. Another thing that I was going to say, it just hit my mind. I was going to say something else first. I should have said that first, but inshallah, it'll come back because it was very relevant to what you're talking about in regards to intellectual growth and development. So let me just go ahead and let you finish, inshallah.
No, alhamdulillah. No, that was very well said that you said, because, you know, this is the seventh year, you know, at the MGM Roundtable. Started with CWSC hosting that. And my theme has been fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. So as a wordologist, I like to use the word diet. You're on a diet. You're on both a physical, a mental, and a spiritual diet. And so the acronym for diet is a question acronym. Do I eat that? And what it is that we're saying, there are parameters in terms of what it is that we should be eating in the blessed month of Ramadan. As we said earlier, the suhoor is to be a light meal. It don't mean that you get up with pancakes, bacon, and eggs, and hash browns, as maybe some of us would have a meal like that, maybe say each and every day and everything. It should be a light meal. But it should be nutritional, obviously, and maybe, say, provide you with the proteins that will help to sustain help you to sustain and maintain your fast throughout the fasting hours of the day before sunset. So, you know, actually we need to be very reasonable and rational, staying within the parameters. And, you know, we hear sometimes about those that may have lavish iftar dinners, but it should be a simple meal because you want to make us be consciously aware of those persons who are very less fortunate. And they may be fasting, you know, only because the fact that they don't have food to eat in that regard. And it was often said that the eating the meal of a poor person in that regard. Now, I know some people don't, may like that type of language, but it also puts us in touch socially, the social reality for a lot of our people. But doing this together in the sacred institution of marriage just only increases the bond, the bonding. And once again, as a wordologist, we use the word bonding in the learning labs and workshops and seminars and lectures that I do, building on natural development and nurturing growth. You always want to be nurturing the growth. As Imam Muhammad has said, Rabil Ailameen, that Rab means that Allah is not only nourishing, but he's sustaining, and he's also protecting. He's the guardian, the protector, and evolving life. So the blessed month of Ramadan, you know, Khalil Akbar, it enables us in those aspects of our individual self, but also in the sacred institution of marriage to nourish the sacred institution of marriage. Ramadan is a sustaining force in the sacred institution of marriage. It also becomes a guardian or a protector in the sacred institution of marriage, because even if there was something that was going on just prior to, you know, the blessed month of Ramadan would have to change our mental outlook in terms of our approach and everything, as Allah extends to us the first 10 days that of mercy. And only Allah is our Rahman, the most merciful benefactor, and we're the beneficiary of that. But we also have to extend mercy, which becomes a prerequisite. And now we in the next 10 days of forgiveness. So you see how in this blessed month of Ramadan it is, if there was something that was going on in that sacred institution of marriage, that now you, as Allah says in the Quran, he's all forgiving, most merciful. And we can't be Allah, but we have been given the ability and the capacity, if in fact that we're adhering to the framework of the blessed month of Ramadan. It is about showing the benefits that we have to be able to forgive. And if we say, oh, no, I can't do that. Well, now you have to, as Khalil Akbar say, you have to assess your own self. It's about seeing yourself and assessing yourself, you see. So we have to ask ourselves the question, do what we want Allah to forgive us for our mistakes, our errors, our shortcomings? And obviously the answer is not only yes, but it's emphatically yes, I would. Okay, so that has to be extended to others. And then, of course, we know the last 10 days is freedom, emancipation, liberation, deliverance from the fire of our own passion. So if the fire of passion is still burning inside of us and we desire just to have our own way and be merciless and non-forgiving, then we won't be liberated. We won't be liberated from the fire of our own passion. And this is why, you know, Imam Muhammad say, you don't have to worry so much about the hellfire. or the Gehenna, the hellfire afterwards. If in fact that you control, discipline, and patrol, and submit, you understand, the fire of desire. And Allah spoke about that most recently in the Jews that we read in the Quran, that those who seemingly are inclined to their own desire, the desire that we should have in the sacred institution of marriage together when two become one, it's a desire to please Almighty God Allah. Oh, boy. We want to say to you, if you just tune in late, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to a special edition of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Khalil Akbar and Mark Shaheed. And the topic tonight, as the theme, I should say, is Ramadan and how it benefits the sacred institution of marriage when two become one. And the focus is on the obedient, rational intellect. Khalil Akbar, anything you'd like to say at this point? We want to invite our radio listening audience, of course. You know, anytime you'd like to ask a question, please feel free to press 1 if you have a question, or you might want to add something to what Khalil Akbar or myself have said, or you might just want to let us know that what we're saying tonight is resonating with you. You know, maybe we're bringing up something that I really never thought about, that how this increases or enhances an obedient, rational intellect, because not all intellects are obediently, morally, and rationally intellects. Not all. And so we read about one in particular in the Quran. Do you not think that Iblis was personifying? Was he personifying? He was personifying a rational intellect, but most certainly it was not disciplined and governed by obedient and a moral, rational intellect. There's a big difference. And by the way, let me say this. Now, as I said on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, this is in Hadith Qudsi, but it was revelation. So when we say Hadith Qudsi, it's the closest to revelation. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's the prayers and peace be upon the Prophet, said that Allah revealed to him that the most useful and meaningful, beneficial thing that he created was the aql. So what is the aql? It is what we're talking about tonight. It's often translated as the human brain, but more often translated as the human intellect. And we should put a qualifier, the obedient human intellect. Because the Prophet said that once Allah created it, he revealed to him, he told it to stand up and to turn around, to come forward, and then sit down. And each command, the intellect was obedient. It was obedient. So when we look at this, we see an intellect that Allah has given freedom to. And, of course, we know that Iblis was a jinn. We find that in Surah 18:50, that he was a jinn. But the commonality was able to think and to reason, but was not obedient. You see, so this is one of the features of Khalil Akbar when we talk about the benefit of Ramadan on the sacred institution of marriage. It both is incumbent upon the husband and the wife.
Right.
The obedient to the Lord and Creator. Don't set your own rules. You know, don't set your own rules. Stay within the parameter. Khalil Akbar?
Yes, you brought it back to my mind, what I was going to say about obedience, because Allah is looking for obedience. And for example, we had the discussion before about traveling during Ramadan. And one of the imams had made note that, hey, it's not hard. We're not going through the desert. I'm on an airplane. I'll be there within 2 hours. It's cool. I'm good. You know, he was rationalizing it in his mind. But then he read where Allah is looking for us to be obedient. And it was so good that he brought that out, because that's what Allah's looking for. He's not wanting us to be Superman or Superwoman. He's given us mercy, really, in that. He knows that. He knows the past, present, and future. But what he's looking for is obedience, because he knows if we are obedient to him, we're more likely to be successful in other situations. And I recently traveled. I had the same scenario. I was Googling it because I was like, well, I don't want to have to make up a day, and it's not that far, but it is. It's out of Charlotte, though, you know, really. And one of the sheikhs, because there's some kind of scholarly website that comes up. Do they actually answer questions that you have when I said, how far do you have to travel to break your fast out of that? And he said something kilometers. And it really wasn't. I was going just short of that. So what I did, and I learned my lesson, I said, well, you know what? That's not exactly, because when I get there, I'm not coming right back. So I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stick it out, right? I'm going to stick it out. But then I said, okay, Allah's looking for obedience. So I was tooling back and forth with that. But I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and grab something to break my fastness just in case. But anyway, nonetheless, I didn't have time to stop and get anything, and I didn't break my fast. I just made it to that destination, and guess what? When I broke fast that night, I had to go home and lay down. I was not able to make Tahawweeh prayer. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was just because of that, but the reason I share that was because I was like really exhausted. It was like the little bit of teeny stuff I ate just wiped me out for some reason. And I was thinking, well, you know what? I should have probably broke it earlier, because even though I was like in air conditioned, relaxed, there's a wisdom behind things that Allah tells us not to do or to do. And I'm not saying superstitiously that's what made me have to go home, but I know that when you are traveling, you're exposed to different germs, you're exposed to different, even air, you know, and different things like that. You don't know why Allah says that. There's different reasons why he's saying that, because he doesn't want us to make our life difficult. But I did notice, even though it was like an hour and a half drive, that when I broke my fast, I mean, just a little bit, and I was just like totally wiped out. I was like, what did I do? But you know what? I travel. It takes energy to drive. I had to get out. I wasn't calculating all the other things. I was just looking on Sheikh Google, and I said, okay, well, he said if you go something kilometers, I don't remember the exact amount, but when I Googled Charlotte to Greensboro, it was just short of that kilometer. So mashallah, that's just a little example. But like I said, Allah is he knows what we don't know. And this is his creation, his design. So, yes, the obedience is important. He's looking for that more than trying to be Superman and trying to be so rigid that you do everything right. Take the mercy. Shorten your prayer.
Yeah.
Take the mercy. Do the things
that
you
want. And you answered the question, you know, Khalil Akbar, you did answer the question, because Allah says to us in different places in the Quran that he doesn't want hardship on us. So when Allah extends that to us, he is Al-Hakim. He is Al-Hakim. He is the all-wise. You see, he's all-wise. You know, not only do Allah give this prescription to us, it's not like the first time that this prescription has been given. It's been given for probably at the beginning of human living and all, but he knows, he's already diagnosed, and he has the prognosis in terms of us, as he knows us better than ourselves, and he don't want hardship for us and on us. So anytime that we might think, and I like that you use the term in terms of Superman, Superwoman, or whatever, and we say Allahu A'lam, meaning that Allah is the best knower. I mean, he knows and we know not. So we're going to check. Let's check and see what our engineer, if you have a question or comment. And Khalil Akbar and myself, we would love to hear from you in regards to this, because we think this is important, because we're just in this blessed month of Ramadan looking at the vital components that comprise the holistic human being. It's last week, the first week, we talked about the physical and the social benefits in the sacred institution of marriage that Ramadan actually would bring to that married couple. Last week, we talked about the emotionality and the reality of having true emotions. And, of course, we used the word love as an acronym, as a word tologist. Two things very, very important. It's to like only value the emotions. We should like only value emotions, as love is an emotion, but is even more than an emotion. It is also an action word. It's an action verb also, and just not only an adjective, just describing emotion, being emotions only. And oftentimes we need to understand that. And the other acronym is to leave out violent emotions. You know, so you have the duality there with emotions. So we are focusing on the obedient, rational intellect, which is another vital component that's a vital component comprising the holistic human being, how Ramadan actually benefits the obedient, rational intellect that Allah has given to us. So please press 1. Those of you listening by way of the internet, please dial into the studio, IWDM Radio. That number, once again, is area code 714-816-4673, 714-816-4673, and press 1. You have a question or comment. Rashid Salam, you there with us? I know you're still on the job there, but do we have any hands in the air, or is your hand in the air? It seems like I'm feeling some vibes where I'm at, that somebody has something to say, or you have something to say in regards to this this courtship and marriage learning lab tonight. Rashid?
As Mark, there's no hands raised in the queue. And speaking of traveling, have mercy on me, because I'm not at a place where I can talk. There's too much noise going on. So
okay.
I'll let you know when I'm safe, in a safe place, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for hanging in there with us. And all, Khalil Akbar and myself, we do appreciate our engineer always right there to aid and assist, because without an engineer, we couldn't be on here tonight, IWDN Radio. So, Khalil Akbar, so no hands in the air. Maybe those that are tuned in and listening in are just absorbing what it is that we're actually saying. But, you know, I think feasting on the Quran, we look at that a little bit more in terms of how it helps to galvanize the sacred institution of marriage in terms of bonding, building on what naturally develops in nurturing the growth. And two believers, both male and female, husband and wife, you know, feasting on the Quran while they are fasting together. Obviously, you know, Khalil Akbar, this actually can and will help what is a good relationship. And we're talking about a good relationship, a good, healthy, harmonious relationship, just to become a better, healthy, harmonious relationship. It couldn't hurt by, in terms of feasting on what God's word, because Allah addresses any and every interest and concern, and Allah has said, this book leaves nothing out, even the smallest thing, the little things that you wouldn't think, even in terms of greeting each other. You know, speaking about the fly in today's Jesus read, you know, and all, and you know, one of the miracles of the Quran, and if in fact that you had any doubt in it, there's no way Prophet Muhammad and the Sahabas, the people at that time, could even have known in regards to the construction of the fly. And I did my own little research. I know I'm, say, maybe deviating just a little bit here, but say if a fly took something from you, you couldn't even get it back. What I found out in my research, that instantaneously, if a fly takes a crumb, it instantaneously is liquefied as soon as it takes it in. So you can't get it back. But yeah. What I'm saying is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many ayats, instructing signs, as framework for the sacred institution of marriage, because this is his marriage. He's the one that established it and instituted this for our good and our betterment, so that we can realize our full potential, that we can be all that we can be. We don't have to go to the Army, per se, or enroll in the Air Force or the Navy or what. All you have to do is subscribe to what Allah has prescribed for us, so that we can be all it is that we can possibly be in the right, healthy, harmonious situation, that you may be able to dwell together in tranquility, and that Allah will put the love and mercy between your hearts in that regard. But reading the Quran each and every day in the sacred institution of marriage, and then that exchange, I believe that it can and will bring you even closer in a good relationship. And if it hasn't been good, if both are adhering to God's word, which contains God's will, and they're conforming to what God's will is and striving better coming into the month of Ramadan, that it can and will work. Talk to us, Khalil Akbar, what you say in regards to that as we approach the top of the hour here.
Yes, and Ramadan definitely increases the opportunity to build a solid marriage, a stronger marriage, a stronger relationship, because it gives you the parameters to do so. You're eliminating backbiting. You're eliminating gossip, which is backbiting. But gossip, even if you're talking with your spouse, help each other stay in Allah's grace, because you want your marriage to be blessed. And inadvertently, what one of you do, if Allah's wrath comes down, it can definitely impact yourself as well. So you want to keep the sakina in the house, the peace. You want to help each other mind your manners, so to speak, as far as your anger, as we spoke about. We want to continue to read the Holy Quran together, and also other things, other books of knowledge. I know my son had the book he was reading, Think and Grow Rich. There's other books that you can read. I have this book that I'm looking at, that Dr. Nuruddin wrote on health. Keep some educational material around. It is the month of the Quran. It is the month to read. Iqra, read in the name of your Lord who created you. Take advantage of what we know and what we don't know about Ramadan. It is so much deeper than we can even imagine. We know that Allah knows, like, again, he is infinite in his knowledge. And so take the opportunity to follow the prescription that he gave us. We don't know the outcome. We can only follow it. And everything in your life, inshallah, will get better, including that institution of marriage. I know a sister of mine, she said her and her husband made a vow, not even to say anything that would be displeasing to either one of them during this month. There was something that she wanted to address, but she said, you know what? I know how he would react. It's not the time. We're fasting. It can wait, and it's not that important. And so I love that she did that. We were at the masjid. Yeah. It was something minor about an announcement he made, but she was like, well, it was directed about how the iftar was going to go that night. We had a lot of guests. And he's just, to me, sound a little just kind of frustrated, but it was kind of overwhelming. And they since then put the brothers outside with the table under the tent, and then the sisters' tables inside, because we had the room to do that. So we had the same meals, the same serve-yourself buffet-style meals, but the sisters have their own portions, and the brother has their own portions. And really, what you said is true. We really need to be cutting back, to be honest. Friday, Saturday, Sunday is a big meal. Really?
You know,
we have like a buffet style every night.
And yeah, it's like a buffet, so it's like a spread. And you know, it's you know, I've hearing it more often recent years, and you know, other cities, and all, and then even we're seeing more what you call citywide iftars, which is good. We will have one here, excuse me, April the 6th, you know, at City Hall and all. And this is good that other people, the mayor and aldermen and all the top officials and everything can share in that. We hope that the intention is good and it's not just politically motivated in that regard. And Allah is the best knower. But we have to refrain from that and remember that the celebration, the Eid al-Fitr, will come at the end. And then, you know, you have the Eid Sadaqa that should be paid, you know, before the Eid prayer and the Kutbah, you know, so that anything that we may have fallen a little short on in that regard, you know, that becomes a cover for that in that regard. And actually that should be given to those that are less fortunate than ourselves. So you see the benefits of Ramadan, there's just so many. But for the sacred institution of marriage, it does and it should bring you closer. And I love that that this was something, a vow that was made in regards to that, because it can help. It can help us to reconcile differences in terms of decision-making. The intellect has to make decisions, but it helps when we are truly fasting to get closer to Allah. And how do we get closer to Allah? We get closer to Allah in terms of His word, adhering more to His word. This is both the husband and the wife. It's not just one, the husband and the wife. So this say both are adhering to God's word, and which embodies God's will. And we know where there's a will, there's a way. So Allah is giving us the way that He wants us to engage each other, to interact with each other. And not only that, we have His Rasul, His messenger, who actually was the living example of the Quran. So, you know, in addition to reading the Quran is the first and foremost book, because it gives us the guidance and direction. Indina Siratul Mustaqim. This is what we're asking for. And those other 113 surahs in the Quran is answering that for us. And many of those ayat are giving us guidance and direction to the sacred institution of marriage. That's going to help us to have an obedient, rational intellect in terms of thinking and understanding and also reasoning and in terms of problem solving. And so this is a good example of what you just gave in terms of problem solving. You know, in 30 days, you know, you can't just stay upset or angry for a long period of time because it's not natural. Why? Because you'll even forget, oh, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be mad at you. No, that'll be removed in that regard. So we thank Allah for this blessed month of Ramadan and how it really can impact positively in our life in the sacred institution of marriage. So we want to say to our radio listening audience that next week, inshallah, God willing, we never say, without saying inshallah, God willing, it is our will to be here, and we will put an emphasis, if you will, on spirituality in terms of how Ramadan helps us in terms of our spirituality in the sacred institution of marriage. So you really don't want to miss that. So this gives you time to start the thinking and reflecting on spirituality. What is spirituality to you? So we would love for you to join in next week and give us your definition of spirituality and how Ramadan have benefited you spiritually. And if you're married or if you're not married or if you've been married or what, still, there's a spiritual aspect in the holistic component of you as an individual or as a human being. So we'd love to hear from you. Want to thank our radio listening audience for tuning in for this special edition of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Without you, there wouldn't be an IWDM radio. And very special thanks to Rashid Salam for being there engineering tonight for us. And very, very special, special thanks to our very distinguished, esteemed co-host, Khalil Akbar, in terms of giving an outstanding overview from last week and sharing her insight and wisdom on this topic tonight. And we want to let you know that the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio as tomorrow. It is Salatu Juma Day, Muslim worldwide. Those who are immobilized can't get out and about. You can always come back here to IWDM Radio with email Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir, for Salatu Juma and Noor Islamic Center there in Indianapolis, Indiana. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Saturday is the Muslim Book Reading Club, outstanding two-volume production on the Honorable First Lady and Mother of our community. That's none other than Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the mother of our nation, an outstanding publication. If you missed last Saturday, you really missed some information that was talked about at that time, produced some controversy and all of that. You want to tune in and listen in this Saturday. It begins at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Here on IWDM Radio, as Imam Mikhail Sahir is hosting that, and he have different hosts that actually are reading each and every week, and then there's a time for commentary. But it's on the Ramadan schedule. It's only on for 1 hour, but it's followed by the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, hosted by yours truly, Mark Shaheed, as I've had for the 7th year in a row, fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. Some of the most outstanding intellects in our association, the Association of Imam W.D. Muhammad, has visited us last week. It was Imam Abdul Aziz, and the week before that, Imam Dr. Nasser Ahmed, both are Floridians there in Florida. And so this coming Saturday, please take note. You don't want to miss it. A good brother and friend, one of our scholarly learned imams, Imam Mubashir Uqtar. He will be joining me, inshallah, God willing, and will be dialoguing with me on fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. You don't want to miss that to get the insight and wisdom, as he has written several books, and he's also a teacher and instructor on the body knowledge of Imam Wahdeen Muhammad. So you want to tune in for that. That will happen at 2 p.m. Eastern. It'll be 1 p.m. Central and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Sunday, the longest running production is Words Make People. Yes, you can get Words Make People each and every Sunday. Once again, with our very distinguished Imam Mikhail Sahir here. It happens each and every Sunday afternoon. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. Monday, my good brother and friend, the very distinguished, esteemed Imam Nazim Pasha, he hosts a program called ABC. It is Al-Islam-based conversation. You know you can never have too many people in a conversation, and especially when it's Al-Islam-based conversation, a variety of topics are talked about there, and he's on the Ramadan schedule. It starts at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Tuesday, the very distinguished esteem, Rashid Salam, and his off-returning guest, instructor Abdul Shaheed from the Jewel of the South. That's the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, as they look to do more in 2024 on the Science of Your Health and Wealth Learning Lab, and it's on the Ramadan schedule. You can tune in for that during the month of Ramadan at 5 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific Coast time here on IWDM Radio. The Sister Learning Lab to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. That is the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. With my co-host, Dr. Patricia Slaudine out of Miami, Florida, there in Medina with her daughter and son-in-law, acknowledging the blessed month of Ramadan there. We look to get her back somewhere in April, somewhere like about April the 24th, she told me. But don't fear, because Rashid Salam will be here, and that will be on the Ramadan schedule. Special edition starting at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific Coast time, right here on IWDM Radio. You just heard it live tonight on a special edition of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with our very distinguished and esteemed co-host, Khalilah Akbar, yours truly, Mike Shaheed. And we look to be back next week, and as I say, the focus will be on how Ramadan can have a benefit on us spiritually, our spirituality. So we also ask that you keep up your subscription of the Muslim Journal. And for those who are interested in becoming lifetime subscribers, you can call me direct at area code 314-435-7213. That's 314-435-7213. A special date, May 5th. You want to keep that on your calendar coming up, as there will be a special, engagement with the Focalari on May the 5th for details in regards to that for your city, Masjid, Islamic Center, where you can come together, maybe have some food together, and it's an international get together with the Focalari, and you can get that information by dialing Imam Mikhail Sahir. His number is 317-753-3754. 317-753-3754. And you can get information in regards to that. That link and everything. So want to give Khalilah Akbar opportunity. That Khalilah Akbar, you have a closing remark, or do you have a poem or something you want to leave with us? Or please at least give your information in regards to how they can catch you on our sister station, AM 360 Radio. Khalilah Akbar.
Yes, join me each Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. as we highlight the movers and the shakers, or the believers in our community who use their God-given talents to help to remake the world into a better place for all people. I am going to close out my comments with a poem called Faces.
Okay.
Look at yourself in the mirror. At the beginning of each new day, make sure your appearance is presentable, lovely in every way. An educated, polished professional, you want to look your best. Do not forget your spiritual food that will lead you to success. Be steadfast in your prayers. Nourish your soul before you go. A conscious Muslim is aware of all the seeds they sow. Our perception of life is limited. Superficial is our reality. The one who is the most important is Allah, whom we cannot see. We see his inner beauty in everything on earth. The sun, the trees, the flowers, all mothers giving birth. If you judge a book by its cover, you may be surprised to see what appeared to be flawless on the outside, had many insecurities. Look beneath the surface is the content that matters most. Your actions will speak for you. You do not have to boast. Be genuine in your actions. True colors will show through. Be unique in your character. There is only one you.
Avoid wearing too many faces. No need to be a superstar. The people Allah will bring to your life will love you for who you are. Follow the examples of Prophet Muhammad. His character is plain to see. The only way to find true peace is developing our spirituality. Be careful before passing judgment. A person's soul we cannot see. Be pure in your intentions. Allah we cannot deceive. Dear Muslims, do not backbite. State only the facts you know. Acknowledge Allah's presence. Remember, we reap what we sow. Look at yourself in the mirror at the end of each day. Say, I lived my life as a Muslim in the best possible way. Allah, you are my witness. You are the ultimate judge. I am your humble servant. There is nothing I will place above. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. You know, all the praise and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost. And thank you so much. You know, if you don't mind, take note. I'd like for you to recite the poem again next week as we talk about spirituality. Alhamdulillah, that's an excellent, beautiful poem. Thank you so much, Khalil Akbar. Remember that. Please bring that back next week as we speak about spirituality. We thank Khalil Akbar, as I call her the portress. May Allah continue to bless you and us. And so next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God speak with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum. I guess Rashid is. There we go.
Yeah, I finally made it back to safety.
Let's take an extraordinaire. Imam Walmart.
Wrapped in God's love, covered all over, a woman truly worthy of, covered all over, from head to toe, dressed by God above. Who could ask for anything more? I know sometimes things don't go right. No matter how hard you might try, seemingly you just can't win the fight. People talk about the way you dress. Lord knows they talk about you, but to the Muslim brother you are a flower in the early morning dew, oh, covered all over, wrapped in God's love, covered all over. Woman truly worthy of, covered all.